Russian President Vladimir Putin was the first world leader to throw his weight behind the U.S. war on terror. Russia has been rewarded for its support.
The United States no longer publicly criticizes the Russian military for its controversial actions in the breakaway region of Chechnya. And U.S. policymakers no longer protest quite as loudly over President Putin's offensive against the free media in Russia. So how does Vladimir Putin view his relationship with the West? The Russian leader doesn't often talk to Western journalists, but he's been talking to Common Ground's Simon Marks.
As a result of the negotiations, the following joint statements by President Vladimir Putin and by President George Bush are adopted.
On display in Moscow this May, détente defined. President Bush and Vladimir Putin codified their new relationship by signing a new nuclear arms reduction treaty, a strategic cooperation agreement, and by generally having a good time.
It's a beautiful, it's some of the most beautiful buildings I've ever seen in my life here. It's so beautiful.
That an American president steeped in the Republican Party should get along so well with a Russian leader who spent most of his adult life in the KGB illustrates the extraordinary shift in geopolitics that occurred immediately after September the 11th. Vladimir Putin threw his weight behind the U.S. war on terror, sharing intelligence data with Washington and offering advice on how to fight militarily in the inhospitable terrain of Afghanistan. In return, the Russian president has been welcomed as a modernizer by the leader of the Western family of nations, and he hears far less criticism of domestic policies that critics contend are authoritarian.
Russia's not an enemy. We don't think about how to, you know, how to deal with Russia the way they used to. Russia's a friend, and that's the new thinking. That's part of what's being codified today.
So how does Vladimir Putin feel about the new relationship that he's forging with the U.S. and its Western allies? I got a chance to ask him shortly after President Bush's visit to Moscow, and he told me that he genuinely sees a relationship transformed.
Я бы так сказал, отвечая на ваш вопрос. Мы начинали.
You know, when we started this work on all the key issues of cooperation, our positions were either very different, or I can say they were totally opposite. And the fact that in this period of time our officials have managed to make positive progress and achieve agreement, well, I want to note that there was movement on both sides. It was a two-way street, and we moved towards each other.
The Russian leader is at pains to point out that not everything in the U.S.-Russian relationship is rosy. He hasn't yet got everything that he wants economically from the United States. For example, there's been no alleviation from the tariffs President Bush imposed on Russian steel earlier this year. And still no graduation from the Jackson-Vanik Amendment, a Cold War-era piece of legislation that used to punish the Soviet Union for restricting the emigration of Russian Jews. It remains on the statute books, and even though its practical effects are negligible, the Russians want it repealed. Nevertheless, President Putin maintains that the advances in relations outweigh the problems.
То, что мы договорились по ключевым вопросам, и то, что мы подписали эти документы, о которых
The fact that we agreed on key issues and the fact that we signed those documents, I think, is tremendous progress. You mentioned a few questions that are still not resolved, namely Jackson-Vanik. Of course, we're not overly thrilled about that, but we don't want to dramatize things. The most important thing is that we came to a mutual understanding of our key problems and agreed on them. The key issues are, of course, issues of security and disarmament. The Nuclear Arms Reduction Treaty is not just a good treaty which reflects modern realities, but it also sends a very clear signal and shows the direction of our future cooperation.
President Putin is under pressure from some Russian lawmakers who accuse him of allowing Washington to trample over Moscow's former superpower status. Alexei Abartov, for example, is an influential young reformer in the Russian parliament, the Duma. He says President Putin is giving too much away in order to curry favor with Washington.
It's not a relationship between equals. Certainly Americans are dominating, and Russians feel that they are not getting enough in response to what Russia has been doing since September 11, making relations with the United States its highest priority, as well relations with NATO, and going forward very far in cooperating with the United States in anti-terrorist operation and in many other areas.
But Vladimir Putin responds to those criticisms with a pugnacious defense of Russian interests and an intimation that he doesn't plan to be rolled by anyone.
And do you see the relationship now with the United States as an equal relationship? There are those Russian lawmakers who say that America now dominates the relationship. Do you see it as an equal relationship?
I think that America is worried about issues that they think are key questions. If you remember at our news conference, I mentioned the issues that we are worried about, such as rogue nations that are developing their nuclear technologies. That really worries us. In this respect, I would like to hope that the U.S. Congress, just like our parliament, in the end will ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. Russia signed this treaty and ratified it. The U.S. legislature still didn't. And there are some other issues that we on the Russian side are putting forward as the next issues to be dealt with. I have to say that our American colleagues are treating our worries with much attention and respect, and in this regard, we don't have any problems with them.
And with that, Vladimir Putin was gone, heading into a meeting with the Prime Minister of Finland. Less than 3 years after he burst onto the political scene, he remains an enigmatic figure, reaching out to the West, but bringing an authoritarian style to policies at home. But even a brief encounter with him shows that he is engaged, well-versed in the issues, and able to extemporize on a variety of different subjects. And many Russians today find those aspects of their leader appealing and refreshing, compared to the latter period of Boris Yeltsin's rule that immediately preceded him. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Moscow.